Chapter 19. Would you like to see my new swimsuit? Thy legs, thy navel, thy waist, thy breasts. How beautiful you are, and how pleasing with your delights. I said, I will climb the tree and take hold of its fruit. Song of Solomon 7 excerpts. My life felt like it was back on course now that I had my flying job back. In addition to flying a lot, and spending my evenings at Nate's with my aviation mentors and work colleagues, I managed to find time to enjoy some female companionship too. As boys grow older, they think a lot about what it would be like to be alone and fully intimate with a girl. I was under the impression that at age 20 I was more late than early to experience that great fortune. In addition to being an owner in Watsonville Aviation Service, Mr. Carroll owned the Pajaro Valley Memorial Park. It was a stunningly beautiful cemetery in the foothills of the Santa Cruz Mountains. Not only was the property beautiful, but so was a pretty young girl who worked there. I visited the cemetery occasionally, and would see Marie there. One of my flying job responsibilities was to scatter cremains for the cemetery crematorium. I didn't think much about seeing Marie, other than noticing that she was a cute, petite girl. Marie seemed to notice me more than I was accustomed to having a girl notice me. She seemed to smile and look at me a lot when I came into the cemetery office. At the time, I didn't think anything about it, other than that I could tell she was a nice girl. On one trip to the cemetery, Marie stepped aside from her administrative area to speak with me. She asked me if I would like to come over to her place. Marie's invitation surprised me. I simply answered yes, without thinking anything in particular about what Marie might have in mind for our visit. I arrived at Marie's place at the appointed time. Marie lived in a nice garage apartment on East Lake Avenue in Watsonville. Marie welcomed me into her home. It was a small, warm, and cozy place, clean and neat. I sat on the couch, taking in the sights of Marie and her apartment for a few minutes, when Marie asked me, "Would you like to see my new swimsuit?" Gosh, I wasn't expecting to have a front row seat to a private swimsuit viewing. This was a first ever for me. To make a longer story short, over the next hour, I not only got to see Marie with her bikini on, but without her bikini on too. I was glad that I got to be with Marie that night. Her introduction into the special place a girl holds within herself for a boy was as wonderful as I had imagined it to be. I felt a new unique sense of comfort as I left Marie's apartment to go home following our evening together. I already liked the name, Marie. I liked it even more after that night alone with her.